America's number one worker podcast. Today's subject is called Love Sacrificed. Jesus sacrificed for us. Jesus of Nazareth came down to the planet Earth. It was God in the flesh to sacrifice for all his children. Even though many are not children of God. Because if there's 8 billion people on the planet, how many have been on the planet Earth since the beginning? Man will never know. Just like you trying to find out where God come from, you'll never know. How did it all start? You'll never know, so leave that alone. But what I'm telling y'all is listen to what I'm finna say about this right here podcast. People don't get God's plan. People don't get it. Each one of our lives, we get our lives to a certain degree, but we get so focused on our lives, we don't think about other people's lives. We don't think about why people move the way they do. You ain't got to do nothing but look at your life. There's nothing new under the sun. Reason I'm doing this podcast is like y'all really giving love sacrifices, because I know I am. I have seen where people are constantly, I don't like using the word constant, repeatedly disrespected. They've been disrespected ever since I've been in the world. And you step in after a while. You ask questions in the beginning, like, why y'all keep doing that? And they give you these lies. And it starts with family. It starts with family. Now, before it gets out there in your neighborhood, at your job, it starts with family. And honestly, I don't see how people could sit here and talk about each other when ain't nothing else perfect. I just said Jesus came down here to die for our sins. He sacrificed to give us an opportunity to get into heaven. But then we walk around here acting like we sin free. But what it is, it ain't that you sin free. It's the fact that you got that dollar in your pocket and you want to point at the next who ain't got it. That's when y'all want to hold people down. I'm speaking from experience because they did it to me. And they still doing it to me. You know, I could blow past them easily. But see, the thing is, they don't get God playing. I know God got something in store, but I don't know what it is. But I know y'all ain't got no rights to keep on doing the same stuff that you did to these people. You go do it to these people. That's when our world ain't getting no better. And people sit there and play them roles just to get stuff. Then when you get the stuff, it don't amount to nothing. So you just got a bunch of junk. You just got a bunch of junk. You know, amazing, absolutely amazing. This world we live in, it's beautiful, but man mess it up. Man mess it up. Let's think about that. Let's think about that. Is it registering? How many of y'all do love sacrifices? When you love sacrifice, that means you going to the extreme to help somebody become better. That's a love sacrifice. That's a love sacrifice. How many of y'all doing that? How many of y'all are literally going to the extreme to make someone else better? I'm listening. Talk to me now. Tell me the truth. Y'all do for y'all family, but y'all ain't love sacrificing. Y'all just helping people grow like they supposed to in a family. But in my situation, where's my growth? You know, and then people had a nerve to tell you, oh, I ain't supposed to do that for you every day. God get you up every day. If God gave Coy Owens $1 trillion, there's no way on God's green earth I should be able to run through $1 trillion. It's impossible. Y'all might say, yeah, you can do it, yeah, but you buying stuff that ain't amounting to nothing. $1 trillion will take care of a whole bunch of people. I could buy a neighborhood for $100 million and get houses away. But we talking about a trillion. $100 million, still got $900 million before I even touch the billion. Then that billion is sitting on 999. You know, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the sacrifices when you ain't got nothing. Let's talk about that side. Let's talk about when you ain't got nothing and you sacrificing the little you do have, which ain't nothing no way, because whether it's the clothes, shoes, and all that other stuff, you gonna get away anyway or throw it away anyway. So what about yourself? Where you have to fight that battle like I have done and still doing, like that battle that I fight. And people say, ooh, that's when nobody like him. Ooh, he crazy. Ooh, something wrong with him. No, they telling you that because they don't want me to fight through that battle. Because see, when I get through that battle and then the world see where I'm sitting, then I get to telling, this is what happened. You don't have to go through this. And if you are going through it, this is how you conquer it. They don't want you to tell that because it's going to make them look bad. Then the world will wake up, and then the devil, all those people the devil have used, ain't nobody gonna pay them no attention. That's a love sacrifice. Just like Jesus gave. Look how we did Jesus. And there's people walking down here, and I'm in that group. It's being done the same way. We call evil because the cool group see us coming, and the cool group ain't doing nothing but sinning. It take them years before they stop sinning. And some of them still don't stop. They play the role. Playing the role ain't gonna help you. Cause God will get tired of you. I know people who God done removed. Like you think you could do and say anything. You literally think you better than somebody. What are you doing that's so better? I'm gonna tell you what you're doing. You comparing money, numbers. Okay, I ain't got nothing. And you ain't got nothing either, because when these people go on the ground, what they left with? Nothing. They don't even know they dead. But people who are still here and they giving it up all just to say, hey, what you doing is wrong. Don't live this way. Don't you constantly let people have you thinking this is the way you accepted it. I ain't saying people don't have a clue. A lot of them do, especially when you get a certain age. But the thing is, they accepted it. And nobody stepped in to say, hey, you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to live like that. You ain't got to constantly live like that. Ain't no, you ain't got to live like that. People don't care, though. People don't care. But I care. I care enough to tell y'all. I care enough to explain it to you. That's a love sacrifice when you fighting for people who then pretty much just stop fighting, even though they do. You know, it ain't about how you want to do it. It's about what God wants us to do. See, that's where you point out, like, nah, you can't do that. You doing the same thing that was done to you. You just trying to make it look like it's certain people. That's not doing right. When you got to put certain people, you trying to harm them because you hurt. You trying to hurt them because you hurt. You trying to destroy them because you destroying yourself. That ain't the way it goes. And I know what comes after death if your business ain't straight, especially if I done sit there and watched it and I was a victim of your unhappy ways. You know, that one that you destroying might cost you. But you go repeatedly do these things. And your environment, the people you around, all that stuff ain't adding up to nothing. And you see how these people turn their backs on you and treat you. But it's people like us that step in. It's people like us that God uses. I ain't worried about what they talking about. I'm telling y'all the honest God, help and truth. Love sacrifice. Love sacrifice. I'm out it like yesterday. God first, always shall.